Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And for the details on the weather, we go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, Happy New Year. Good morning.
Happy New Year and good morning to you, Larry.
So what's the deal? I see some light snow at the moment. To kind of step us through the day and into the weekend, please.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things going on here. This first little system's weak, but it's got enough moisture to produce the steady snow that we're seeing right now. It's sticking. It's going to cause some slippery travel conditions for the next few hours. I think it tapers off and ends by lunchtime and then moves off to our east, and we'll get an inch or two out of that. But then behind it, it gets unstable, and you can get these snow showers, you know, some lake-enhanced snow showers that may actually be bursts of snow or snow squalls, if you will. And we'll have a couple of those to contend with this afternoon and this evening. So while it won't snow the entire time during the afternoon and evening hours, a couple of those will come through and briefly reduce visibility. You'll go from, you know, 5-10 miles, it's fine, a couple of flurries, and all of a sudden you can't see anything. Visibility's a quarter of a mile or less. And it quickly can, you know, stick to the roads and cause more slippery travel. We might get another inch out of that. That finally goes away, and it just opens up the door to more Arctic air with temperatures staying in the 20s, not just tomorrow, but probably through next week. And then, oh, by the way, there's another storm that comes in Sunday night and into Monday with more snow.
Oh, boy. Hey, Joe, about those snow squalls and these bands that are going to form this afternoon, can you give us some idea of the likelihood of that?
I think it's pretty probable. It just looks like it's going to get very unstable, and there'll be a good northwest flow off of the lake, so you'll pick up moisture from really from Superior, Lake Michigan, and Lake Erie, and that it'll pick that moisture up, and then it'll be too warm at the surface for how cold it's getting aloft. Overturning takes place. You pick up that moisture off of those lakes, and you're just going to see these snow squalls go through. So I think there'll be several of them. You know, you'll get one. It'll last for 15, 20 minutes. It'll go downstream, and then, you know, 45 minutes later, you might get another one that comes on through. It might be a little differently oriented, but that's what we're going to be facing, I think, this afternoon and this evening.
Paul and I were looking at details of 2024 climate-wise. The coldest day of the year was January 7th. In 2024, the snowiest day only produced 3.3 inches February 16th. So we're going to be flirting with that maybe over the next few days.
Yeah, I think so. And particularly the system Sunday night and Monday, you know, it depends on which of these computer forecasts you want to take stock in. You know, right now we're thinking that somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 to 3 inches seems most probable from that particular storm system. But it could easily be more. It depends on, you know, the exact track of that storm, something that you'll have to stay tuned to over the weekend.
Appreciate the update. It's just going to be plain cold, though, for the Steelers-Bengals game tomorrow night at Acrisure.
Absolutely. I mean, temperatures are going to be, what, in the mid-20s, low to mid-20s. It'll feel like it's in the teens. Bundle up if you're going.
All right, Joe, have a great weekend. Thank you, brother.